Retired Police Officers Launch Protect Our Police PAC to Elect Pro Police Candidates. By Penny Starr on July 9, 2020. A group of retired police officers announced on Wednesday the formation of a political action committee devoted to electing pro-police candidates to state and municipal offices. The launch of the PAC comes at a time when reaction to the tragic murder of George Floyd while in police custody has morphed into anti-police protests and calls for law enforcement agencies to be defunded and even eliminated. "Our police are under attack," the website said. "Radical anarchists, spineless left-wing politicians and the mainstream media are doing everything in their power to defund the police and dismantle the systems of law and order that keep us all safe. It's time we fight back and show our police that we have their backs by electing leaders who will always back the blue. Help us protect our police," the website mission statement said. "Our mission is to elect pro-police candidates for elections for municipal offices such as district attorney, mayor, sheriff, city council, city controller, county commissioner, county supervisor, county treasurer, and state offices such as governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, auditor general, treasurer, state representative, state senator, and judge," the press release on the PAC formation said. Based in Philadelphia, PAC Board is led by veteran retired police officers who have seen the chaos caused by the city's liberal criminal sympathizer, headline chaser District Attorney Larry Krasner. Under Krasner's watch, Philly has seen a 10-year high spike in homicides and gun-related crimes in minority communities as well as an all-time low in morale within the ranks of the Philadelphia Police Department. Bobby Walls, co-chairman of the PAC, said. "Cowardly elected officials across America have turned their backs on our police officers. But we need law and order now more than ever in our cities and towns. Right here in Philadelphia, we've seen record levels of crime run rampant. Criminals are emboldened," Walls said. "Even during a global pandemic, the murder rate climbs and they fraudulently blame our police officers as scapegoats, turning them into sacrificial lambs for the press. Just this past 4th of July weekend, there were 31 shootings with 7 homicides including a 6-year-old child," Walls said. "Where's the outrage? Our elected officials have failed us yet again with broken campaign promises. We will not let them fail our loyal police officers," Walls said. "Politicians like Larry Krasner care more about the rights of criminals than the rights of the victims and their families," Nick Giraci, co-chairman of the PAC, said. "His radical policies and refusal to prosecute criminals and repeat offenders to the fullest extent jeopardizes the lives of our officers and the safety of our citizens. How many victims must suffer for this guy to chase headlines for his next election?" Giraci said. "How many violent crimes could have been prevented had he just done the job he has sworn to do? The crime numbers don't lie," the press release said. PAC will be the largest organization exclusively committed to providing the resources needed to elect candidates who will support our police officers, law enforcement and first responders while in office. PAC will build the largest coalition of pro-police groups, organizations, unions and lodges in the country to fight to protect our police on the front line who selflessly risk their lives every day. PAC will also promote pro-police stories often ignored by the mainstream media, the press release said. With an early investment from the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police Lodge No. 5, PAC has already begun an aggressive effort to connect a nationwide network of donors with candidates who will return law and order leadership to state and municipal public offices. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.